USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump announced his administration had reached a deal with Mexico on issues that have held up the NAFTA agreement for over a year now. The president says this is a good thing for farmers.
It's an incredible deal. It's an incredible deal for both parties. Most importantly, it's an incredible deal for the workers and for the citizens of both countries. Our farmers are going to be so happy. You know, the farmers have stuck with me. I said we were going to do this. And Mexico's promised to immediately start purchasing as much farm product as they can. They're going to work on that very hard.
Funeral arrangements for Senator John McCain have been announced. On Wednesday, Senator McCain will lie in the state capitol in Arizona, and Friday, the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A memorial service will also be held in Phoenix at the National Phoenix Baptist Church, and then on Saturday, one at the National Cathedral as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased slightly to $2.82 a gallon as some motorists prepare for the upcoming Labor Day holiday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
We spoke to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com about the slight increase in gasoline prices.
This year, the national average will be about $2.82 a gallon on Labor Day. But keep in mind, last year, Hurricane Harvey was causing the national average to surge.
Hawaii continues to have the highest priced gasoline at $3.71 a gallon, followed by California at $3.59. The lowest prices were found in South Carolina at $2.51, followed by Mississippi at $2.52 a gallon.
The latest round of U.S. sanctions against Russia went into effect today for its alleged role in the use of a chemical weapon to poison a former Russian spy. Moscow, however, has reportedly slammed the latest round of economic sanctions, calling them unacceptable, and the Russian government has reportedly denied any involvement in the poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bit of treasure from the Titanic was sold at an auction for a pretty price. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auction says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife Miriam to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump today praised Tiger Woods after the golf legend shot down questions about his relationship with the president. After Woods finished up his round of golf on Sunday, a reporter from the New York Times asked him to comment on President Trump and then comment overall on race relations in the United States.
He's the president of the United States, and you have to respect the office. And no matter who's in the office, he may like, dislike personality or the politics, but we all must respect office.
Do you have anything more broadly to say about the state, I guess, the discourse of race relations?
No, I just finished 72 holes and really hungry.
Worth noting, Woods has played rounds of golf with President George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, former President Bill Clinton, and former President Barack Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.